Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Shall we talk Bills?
Let's do it, Patty. They're next, and we need this one badly.
We do need this badly, and as you alluded to in the last segment, the Texans had a tough time stopping Rashard Jennings and stopping the running game. Well, this Buffalo Bill offense has kind of a two-headed monster there that they're going to have to really step up and do just that.
Oh, my gosh. Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller. And, you know, I play as the Bills on Madden all the time because my son, my 8-year-old, wants to be the Texans. And these guys are tough customers, let me tell you. So it's going to be a tall order to stop them, and it's essential to winning this football game because E.J. Manuel's still a fairly young quarterback. He's doing better all the time, but you want to be able to get the noise here at NRG Stadium in your favor, get him in third and long, and really rattle the guy kind of the way you did with the Redskins on opening day. It's going to be great for them to return here. Thank goodness they're at home in this one.
Yeah, and obviously head coach Bill O'Brien always says that there is no team that the Houston Texans overlook, but he said this Bills offense is definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, they have a lot of strengths. Start with the quarterback. He's playing better and better. He's an accurate passer. He's a good athlete back there. They have two really top-notch running backs in Spiller and Jackson. Different type of running back. Spiller's a very, very fast guy, a very dangerous guy. Had a 102-yard kickoff return against Miami for a touchdown. Jackson's been a back there for a long time, and those of us that were in New England are very familiar with Fred. He's a really good running back. Got a good offensive line. They're athletic. They're tough. They're big. Got a good tight end, and Scott Chandler does a good job. And then they have, you know, obviously a strong receiving core with their number one pick, Watkins. you know, they're good. They're a good football team, and it's a big challenge for us.
And Mark, on the other side of the ball, the return of Mario Williams.
Part two, the sequel. Mario's back, and he was back 2 years ago in 2012 when the Bills visited NRG Stadium. Mario had a pretty good game. He had a sack, a bunch of tackles, and you know that the guys on the O-line know him well. Bills defensively, especially the front four, very tough to deal with. Kyle Williams, another Williams, is difficult to deal with. They have Jerry Hughes, who didn't work out with the Colts, but he's doing well with the Bills. And I looked at Buffalo's game with San Diego, Patty. They lost last week also at home to the Chargers, very talented team. And I thought, man, they must have turned it over. They didn't. They just committed a bunch of penalties, a lot of self-inflicted wounds. They feel like if they clean themselves up, they should be able to make this a hotly contested affair, if not win it. I think it's going to be a real tough game on Sunday.
What about Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean, here's a guy that we were praising for the first couple of games. No turnovers, no sacks.
Yeah.
Clearly that wasn't the case this last weekend. What really sort of changed, and can that ship be righted back
again? Well, they weren't able to run the football. They were in third and long a lot. Third and 19 late in the first half. Bill O'Brien blamed himself with the play call that led to the interception, that led to a 14-0 deficit at the half. Could have been worse. Obviously, it could have been better. You know, as bad as things were last week, Patty, it was a 7-point game late in the third, early in the fourth, and Fitzpatrick started to get it going in the second half. I expect him to play a whole lot better against the Bills than he did against the Giants. He might have some games like this. He has had some games like this in the past when he was with Buffalo, for instance. But Fitzpatrick under this system, remember, we're still in the early days of this thing. It's not going to happen overnight. There will be games when he has to throw it more, like last Sunday. You just have to hope that they get back to the formula that provided the first two wins in this game against the Buffalo Bills.
Well, when you look at the Texans defensively, Brian Cushing led the team in tackles, 17 overall, which is a pretty amazing number. But at that inside linebacker position, another guy, Justin Tuggle. I mean, here's a kid who we weren't really even sure he was going to make the team, ends up starting alongside Brian Cushing, and he's improving each and every game as well.
You know, and he's a really interesting guy. He was at Blinn Junior College, and he replaced Cam Newton at quarterback there, went to Kansas State, turned into a linebacker, and now he's starting for your Houston Texans. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
You know, you, like you told me last year, you switched back and forth from inside to outside so many times. This year, you've kind of honed in at that inside position. Is that difficult to go back and forth? What is the difference? Do you have a preference? And just sort of give us the, kind of break it down for us how they differ.
It is a big difference going inside and outside. You get the, you see your reads come at you a little bit differently. But this year, I've been mostly been focusing on inside, and that's really helped me out a lot. I just put all my attention towards one spot instead of last year where I was moving around quite a bit.
Well, when you look at this last game in New York against the Giants, stopping the run was something that was not kind of up to par from the first two games. What do you kind of see that happening? What do you guys need to do to kind of move forward?
We just need to have a good week of practice. We need to be more disciplined in our run fits and just get in there and just see the film and just get on the field and put what we see in the film room onto the field. And I think we need to do a better job with that this week, and I feel like we will. I think guys are determined to go out there and just put a better product on the field.
How much has Brian Cushing helped you?
Cushing helps a lot. It's just his leadership being back. I know he's excited to be out there. The whole defense is excited to have him out there on the field. And just if I got a question about anything, I can just go right up to him and ask him. There's nothing for him. He's played, 5, 6 years now. And it just helps. This is good to have a guy beside you who has so many snaps. This is only my second year in the league, and my first year really playing on defense. So just having someone like that with that much experience really helps out a lot.
Your second year for you, as you said, you're a guy that went undrafted. Your dad, of course, I covered your dad back in Atlanta back in the day. I don't want to give away too much here, but kind of went through the same thing coming out of school. How much have you kind of, two-part question, learned from him and following kind of what he did? He ended up, I think, to be a five-time Pro Bowler. And, you know, just sort of, is there something a little bit more to prove for you because you came up this way?
I feel like I've learned a lot from my dad. We had similar roads getting here. I'm always on the phone with him trying to get little pointers here and there, anything that can help me be a better player. And I feel like it has motivated me not being drafted, not being one of the top guys they look out for him coming out that year. And I had to make the team the hard way. So anytime any bad days, anything, I just got to just grab onto that and just remember how I got here. It's through hard work, and I just got to keep going that way.
Have you watched film, or do you watch film of him back in the day, and do you see similarities in the two of you, how you play?
We have a little bit different style. I'm a little bit bigger than he was. He was a big thumper on the inside. I'm trying to get how he was, so that's what's one of my goals, and I got to just keep on working. He had a great career, ended up playing 14 years with the Falcons, and it was just a great run for him. If I can have any type of success like that, it would be really wonderful.
You also played quarterback in high school and your first year in college. How does that maybe help you in the transition to being on the defense, knowing that you were and what it took to be on the other side of the ball?
It helps a lot. I've seen a lot of offensive sets playing quarterback. I call the plays. You get the signals in. It's similar to playing linebacker. You call the plays. You run the huddle. So now I'm just the quarterback on the other side of the ball, and I just try to take everything in stride. And just when I see something that's familiar that I have a feeling about, I just try to see it and react and just make a play when I can.
Mike Vrabel, your linebacker's coach, just what a guy who is not that far removed from the game, and we talked about what you learned from Cushing or your dad or whatever, but what's Mike kind of brought to your game?
He brought a lot of a lot more experience, excitement. He's a guy who gives us it all every day. You think he's getting ready to play a game the way he comes and coaches us every single week, and I think the whole linebacker room really appreciates that. And every time we get on the field with him, he's really knowledgeable, and he puts his foot forward. And you know he's going to get your best effort. He's going to give you his best effort. So really appreciate that.
All right, looking ahead at this Buffalo game, I know you're kind of just getting into the film and just looking at this team, but what do you see from this offense that you guys need to stop?
You see an offense with a lot of playmakers, from the wide receivers to the running back to the quarterback. And you know that if you give them opportunities, they're going to put points on the board. So we got to go out there and limit those opportunities and just try to keep the ball in the offensive hands so they can manage the game.
Boy, it's all I can do to not say Jesse.
Yeah, I know, but it's Justin Tuggle, and the former quarterback really doing nice things for the Texans. He wasn't even listed as a starter the first few games. It was still Mike Muhammad, but I don't know if Bill O'Brien cares. Kevin Cooper, Director of Communications, you just put down who you think is going to start. But Tuggle is the guy next to Brian Cushing.
All right, we have to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we will visit with DeAndre Hopkins, who's paying a visit to the food bank. Stay with us.